This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On Capitol Hill today, debate over a proposed constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. A Senate Judiciary Subcommittee held its third and final hearing on the push to define marriage in a way that could overrule courts and state legislatures. NPR's David Wellner reports that it's not clear how much momentum such an amendment will have.
Texas Republican John Cornyn chairs the Senate panel considering a constitutional amendment that defines marriage as between a man and a woman. He strongly backs such a measure, and he complained at today's hearing of being unfairly accused of intolerance for doing so.
Supporters of traditional marriage are faced with an unhappy task. Either we give up the traditional institution of marriage to activists in the streets and on the bench who see marriage as nothing more than discrimination, or we enshrine the traditional institution of marriage with the constitutional protection that our children need and deserve.
But a fellow lawmaker facing Cornyn at the witness table soon after brought silence to the packed hearing room. Massachusetts House Democrat Barney Frank, who's openly gay, asked Cornyn why he could not express his love through marriage for another human being in the same way that the overwhelming majority of heterosexuals do.
All we're saying is, please, can't we in our lives do this? When I go home from today's work and I choose, because of my nature, to associate with another man, why is that a problem for you? How does that hurt you?
Frank was backed up by an African-American veteran of the Jim Crow South, Georgia House Democrat John Lewis. What this debate over gay marriage is really about, Lewis said, is an unfinished struggle for civil rights.
We will look back over this debate and say, what was this all about? The same way we look back to 50 or 60 or 70 or 100 years ago, to the days of slavery.
Just yesterday, sponsors of the proposed amendment altered its language, removing a clause that would override state legislatures. They did so in answer to critics who say the amendment would rule out civil unions. Colorado Republican Wayne Allard is one of those sponsors.
The technical changes that we put in the revised bill was to carry forward to make sure that we removed any doubt that this dealt with, that we were trying to limit in any way civil unions. We expect that state law would deal with civil unions.
But University of Chicago law professor Cass Sunstein said at the hearing that the changes don't remove ambiguities from the proposed text.
If the state constitution calls for civil unions or domestic partnerships that include the legal incidents of marriage, that's forbidden by this text.
Democrats see the amendment largely as a political wedge issue driven by next fall's elections. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle today said there aren't nearly enough votes to pass such an amendment.
And so I'm not sure what the motivation is for some. I think that there is a political agenda. There are those who would like to politicize this issue, and they'll use whatever means available to them to maximize whatever value they find politically.
Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist has said he wants the constitutional amendment on the Senate floor by this summer. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.